as a manufacturing company, if you have any of our product line built to store with a dosing pump, and you happen to have it out into a customer's hand, and for some unknown reason you're having a problem with it, feel very, very comfortable to call us, let us talk to you, let us help you out. You know, we'll do everything we can to make that right for your customer. You know, as long as our medias are placed in the right conditions, in the right circumstances, you should really not have a problem. Periodically, things do happen, and we'll just help you rectify that problem. So we've been around basically since 1987, 1989. Watchwater itself are two companies, Watchwater USA, which is owned by Deepak Chopra and myself. That's located in Florida. It's really the warehousing for all of our products that we bring into the United States and Canada for distribution. Watchwater Germany is owned also by Deepak and myself, and that's basically where the manufacturing of all of the products takes place.
Is this the same Deepak that's on TV, the guru guy?
No. But if you saw him, you would think he is, okay? I mean, really, he's got some pretty embarrassing stories, number one. Number one, he kind of resembles him, really, quite a bit. And he's been at shows where they've had some people from India that have been at the show, and they happened to see his car, they saw him, and asked someone who that was. It's Deepak Chopra, and the one family, the story that we really tell, which is true, is when Holman brought all of their family to meet him. He didn't know what to do. You know, he's so embarrassed. I mean, poor family. When Holman brought all of their children, and, you know, the mother back, and he was, yeah, I know. So the moral of the story was he had to somehow break to them that, you know, he really wasn't Deepak Chopra. Deepak's a chemist. He's like, I've had conference calls with some big OEM guys that had some really technical questions about chemistry, about the product. And I'm not a chemist, I can't answer that. So we've done some conference calls. And it's kind of embarrassing. Some of these guys are very, very knowledgeable, but when they get on the phone with Deepak, I mean, you can automatically, these guys are totally silent. They don't want to ask. And if you throw a question at him, I mean, the guy is, it's like an encyclopedia as far as the chemistry of different things in the water. So, with all of that, one of the products, is any of you guys use any filter sorbia scale media?
Yes.
You did? Okay. Have you had some problems with it? No problems? Or?
No, don't.
Okay, filter sorb goes back about 8 years. The original filter sorb, 8 or 9 years. The original filter sorb, are you all familiar with Next? Next? Not familiar with that? Okay. The original filter sorb actually started about 9 years ago in Germany. Originally, it was manufactured by a company in Austria and sent to this country. And Deepak was involved in financially becoming involved in that company for distribution rights of Europe. But what ended up happening is that meteor actually come out into the market in the United States and in Europe and faltered in 6 months. It just totally fell apart completely. It cost most of the people in this country that were financially involved in it with master distributors a lot of money, a lot of refunds, a lot of problems going on. It's a yellow meteor. When our meteor becomes wet and becomes active, it turns pure white. Filter sorb is basically the only media manufactured, there's not too many of them, that actually is a coated media. And by that, what we mean is it actually has like a microscopic glass coating on the media. You can't see it up. Just pass on this one. Very expensive. You don't want to throw this bag away. It's expensive stuff.
Looks like sand.
Yeah, it's pretty much done. Yeah. To make this process, a batch of it, which normally does about, I think it's about 200 drums of 60 liters, takes just under 36 hours. It has to be monitored. It has to be, the pHs have to change on it. It's a big procedure, and it takes a long time. It's got to be done in a clean environment. It's just a big, big process of doing it. The coating on the media, the reason for the coating on the media really goes back to that original media that people were using. Deepak took his financial loss, went back to Germany, and for 4 years started to develop his own media with his own group in Germany. He's got a group of about half a dozen engineers that work at his company. And over the first 2 or 3 years, they developed Filtersorb itself, and then they advanced it to Filtersorb SP3 with a glass coating. And from that day on, it's been the most effective media in the industry today. But the glass coating of the media does is that media will not fall apart. It won't break. There's, I think, one other media in the market, plus that old one that I'm not sure if they're trying to bring that back into the market again or not. But those medias are made with a different raw base product. They're not coated. It's very difficult to coat that media. And what happens when the water goes through the media, it's like a brick. When you keep putting pressure and pressure, it expands and expands and eventually blows apart. With the coating on this media, it's so tight of a coating that the only thing you can do is crack the outside surface of the media microscopically and prohibit it from breaking. What that does is it gives it a continuously active performance, but it also extends the life of that media to about 5 years. The bottom cycle of that media is 3 years. The maximum cycle is 5 years. Will it remove iron? Good product to remove iron if you can afford it. It'll remove it, but it'll kill the media within 8 months. So you don't use it for iron, obviously. It's a powerful media for, it's a very, very hot media, and you can't feel it hot, but it is like a very hot feeling media when it's in the water. It doesn't heat up the water, it doesn't have any temperature change in the water. What it'll do to the scale in a pipe, it'll actually, if you look at in this little catalog, this actual catalog was done actually in the testing laboratory at Watts. And what it'll actually do in a pipe, it'll actually clean the pipe up. And if you put Filtersorb in a person's home over a period of, you know, as low as 4 months, as high as a year, you'll actually clean all of the calcium out of that pipe. So what will end up happening is when it's first used, you're going to get a little bit more calcium in the water than you normally do because it's doing its process as far as the pipes that are coming into the home. It won't cause any leaks in the pipe. You will, at times, we've had people that had so much clogging in their pipe that their pressure was, I mean, just terrible pressure. It's opened up the pressure, and of course, they found a lot of calcium in there. The little nozzles there on the faucet. So it will do that. What it'll do to the scale is it'll turn that scale into microscopic nanocrystals. What we found over the last 2 years of research is that if you actually take a Filtersorb system in an upflow, which is how it operates, and you add a 5 or a 10 or even 15 micron little housing after it, you'll actually enhance the performance. What will end up happening is some of the microscopic crystals will attach themselves, the larger ones, will attach themselves to this post filter. And over a period of time, they'll accumulate enough. They won't clog the filter, then it'll actually continue to treat the water. So if you are doing Filtersorb and you do have the occasion, that's just an added that will enhance the performance. A lot of people don't do it. Is it going to work without it? Absolutely, it's going to work without it. Is this going to give it a little bit of a boost? Down the road, it'll give it a little bit more of a boost because you'll get a double treatment out of it. I mean, it's a great item to have in today's market where everybody seems to be having a problem with salt systems. Now, Filtersorb is not a water softener. You can't sell Filtersorb as a water softener. That's the only problems that we've ever seen in the industry. We'll get a phone call from someone and their customer will be unhappy because of the water. And after we diagnosed it, you know, it's really got down to the lady had a water softener. The salesman sold her that this was going to replace the water softener, which she said, that's great. But what he didn't tell her, it's not going to make the water feel slippery soft. And that's where you get into trouble. So what ended up happening about 2.5 years ago, they started developing what's called the liquid dosing softener. What the liquid dosing softener does, which is, this is the dosing pump, what the liquid dosing softener does is it actually encapsulates the nanocrystals that are in the water. So it sequesters them. So when it's traveling in the water, it gives the water about a 30% softer feel. It won't do what a water softener, but it will reduce it after about a week's usage at the home. Most people are going to be very, very comfortable with it. And what we found that it really does, it was very, very effective, is in tankless water heaters and especially dishwashers. In some areas of the country, mostly in wells, we'll get a phone call usually once every other month of someone who will have Filtasorb on a well. And the only problem that they're seeing is they're seeing some calcium that's still in the dishwasher. And what's happening is the calcium carbonate in the water that the Filtasorb treats isn't able to escape the water fast enough because of the accelerated heat. And it comes down microscopically like a little snowstorm if you had a microscope. And that calcium just rests on the bottom, so when that goes into a rinse cycle, it doesn't rinse it all out. When the dryer goes on, you've got some calcium left. And we've only found that mostly in a couple of wells. We got thousands of them out in wells, and why it only happens periodically, we don't know. But we do know this. We do know that if you add the liquid dosing system to a Filtasorb system, no matter where this system uses, you'll have absolutely no residual dust, no residual white spotting or anything in a stainless steel dishwasher, in a shower, no matter where you put it. And that's the really benefit of what it's going to do when you sell this to an individual. The liquid media, I've got some here, I don't know if you guys later want to come up. It's this you wouldn't want to drink. It's diluted probably 20%. The liquid media that we use is a liquid dosing softener that's also manufactured in Germany. It's a non-toxic, biodegradable, purely green product. It's made out of 3 trisodium salts. There's about 200 trisodium salts. It's made out of 3 of them blended with water. It is the green side of trisodium. There is no MTA or EDTAs in it at all, so absolutely none, which would make it more of a non-green product because of the acidity. When this is used, you do get about a 30% softer feeling. You get absolutely no scaling. You get absolutely no powder. You get, I mean, this is as close to a water softener as you'll ever get with a dosing pump. So the systems can be sold with dosing or without dosing. When you utilize a dosing pump, of course, you are able to create additional revenue yourself. This pump is manufactured in Europe. It's got a built-in flow meter. This will dose approximately 23,500 gallons of water with each gallon of the liquid dosing media. Or in calculated form, the dosing ratio is 0.0005 parts for every 200 gallons of water. It's not going down very fast. The telephone calls that we get from our dealer is their customer called in, the pump isn't working, because they've had it in now for 2 weeks and it just hasn't gone down. We just tell them, look, it's real simple. It's the green light on, the pump is working. Have your customer call you back at the end of a month and a half and ask them if they see a notice in wrong. Usually at that time, they'll start to see some notice. Depending upon the amount of people that are in the residence, they could use 1.5 gallons a year, they could use 2 gallons a year, they could use 3 gallons a year. It's been retailed for $115 a gallon. It's been readily acceptable at that level. So whatever your cost of the media is, you basically take the difference between the retail and your wholesale and start to multiply that on the amount of systems that you start to place out into the industry, and you've got a residual income that's going to be very, very healthy. We have one dealer that's got, I think, 287 pumps up since January of this year. He went back to most of his Deltasaur people originally and told them that they have now updated and developed an add-on product that could be added to these that would do several different things for them, and he was very successful in selling a lot of those people pumps. And now when he goes into a home to sell a system, he basically offers more than a water softener. And I think the point that I want to make is what I've experienced is people saying, well, that pump's too expensive, I can't sell it. And the answer to that is very simple. If you're selling a whole house water conditioning system, you've basically built in your profit, $1,000, $1,200, $2,000, whatever your profit is. Well, if you take your Deltasaur system with a dosing pump, after all of your cost incurred, and just adds the same profit to it, then it's not relevant what it costs. What's going to make up the difference is going to be, is the customer going to want to buy that system? Is it going to be too expensive? And if he doesn't want to buy that system, then certainly you're going to sell him your salt system a lot easier, because you've now given that guy an opportunity to buy two systems. You can give him new technology, which is totally green technology, for X amount of dollars, which might be 200, 400, or 500 more than your standard system. Or he can go to the conventional water softener that's been around for years, that works great, that has no issues and no problems, and a lot of people still like it, and a lot of people still purchase it. So when you're out selling, at least you've got that opportunity to say, look, we've got new technology, which I'm happy to explain to you, and I've got the great conventional, which is a great system, so you're not knocking that system. And I'm sure when you ask him which would he like to hear, I'm sure 95% of his customers are going to say, tell me about this green technology, because I'm interested in that today. You get into an explanation. You give him the pros and cons. And really, the distinction between that and the water softener is going to be softness. If he wants the slippery feeling, if he wants the really soft, soft, soft water, then he needs to go with the salt system. But if he can do away with that, then this green technology with no regeneration, liquid dosing, that's what the man's going to buy. And he'll make that decision if that extra money is worth green technology or not. So the worst scenario is you've now got that guy sitting there making a decision, do I want A or do I want B, instead of just saying, you know, I want to sell you A and you want to buy it, or what do you want to do and how do you want to finance it. So that's the successful way that I've found through dealers to sell the system. You know, you take your gross profit, whatever that's going to be, and you just add it. Same thing to your Deltasaur system. And regardless of what the price is, what you're looking for is to get into that home and sell them either a salt system or a no salt system and let that guy make up his mind.
And if you add this after the filter?
No, this would go before the Deltasaur. What this will do, is it'll actually take the Deltasaur light up to 10 years. It'll actually extend its operational life for 10 years, up to 10, perhaps double itself.
But Deltasaur is basically just for
five years.
Yeah. And then you have to revet it?
Yeah.
And does the Deltasaur go by the amount of oil Deltasaur you're using? Goes by the hardness or what?
No, it goes, well, Deltasaur on the normal loading of a tank, okay, is good. Based on what the normal rates are, up to 25 grains of hardness. Anything beyond 25 grains of that, you should add an additional 5%. So if it's 20, if it's 30 grains, you add 5%. If it's 35, you add 10%. If it's 40 grains, Deltasaur will do 60, 70 grains of hardness. This pump will do it too, it's no problem. You just have to have the right amount of Deltasaur, you know, in the base of the unit. Okay, the real money is in the liquid. This is, we've sent this pump out to Pulse Feeder, to a lot of big pump companies, and nobody, none of these guys can measure. I don't know why they can't measure pump. I mean, we told them we're prepared to buy 5,000 of these pumps instantly. This has got a computerized built-in flow meter. It's a, I mean, it's not a cheap pump. It's a great pump. It's very, very, very effective in its performance, and, you know, that's what it is. The liquid, you know, that's another story. Your ability to make, you know, $40, $50, $60 a gallon off of that liquid is, that's some good revenue for you.
Now, how often would you say the average replacing the liquid?
Well, you just add it. What it does is it'll get down to the bottom, and then the red light will go off, and a beeper will go off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say an average home is going to use, you know, two people, they might use a gallon and a half a year. Four people, they might use 2 gallons, 2.5 gallons a year. You know, if they hook it up to their outside sprinkler system, they're going to use more liquid. Will it kill plants? No. Will it kill a lawn? Absolutely not. Do you want to hook it up to that? I mean, I wouldn't, but, you know, some people do.
Well, what about the problem with flow?
No problem. They come in 3/4, 1 inch, and 1 1/4. You have no problem at all with flow. Absolutely. What's the comment that most people in homes say? I don't want a whole soap. I mean, they're tired of salt. They just don't want, they don't care. You know, the regeneration, I don't think that really is a big deal to a lot of people depending on parts of the country. But as part of your, you know, part of your sales, you know, you want to be a little careful. You want to sell them something. You know, as long as they're prepared to buy something, then you got to tell them the good and the bad of each system. The bad part of this system is it's not going to soften the water like a softener. That's it.
That's how you present the product.
Right. In a salt system, you know, you're going to use salt, you're going to carry salt, you're going to regenerate some water. But it is going to give you softer feeling water. And you can live without the really slippery feeling. And this system, absolutely, would be very, very, very happy. I used to have a salt system in my home, and I ended up putting one of these in. I was about to test it. Well, just to test it, you know, to make sure that I was very, very comfortable with it. And I mean, I'll be honest with you. I have a glass shower going, and I have a stainless steel dishwasher. My stainless steel dishwasher is as clean as the day we put it in. It's absolutely, I mean, it's as shiny as can be. What I find in the shower is soap bounces off of your body, and shampoo bounces off of your body. So you're going to see a spot, but it's not going to be calcium. It's going to be soap. And the way that you can really explain that to an owner if they experience that is say, you've got a little chrome or brass or whatever thing that goes where you turn the water on. Clean that off really, really well. Get a pitcher of water from the shower, turn it on, and throw it on that, and then walk away and come back a couple hours later. There'll be nothing there. There'll be no spot. Which kind of explains to them that when you are showering, you know, unbeknownst to yourself, soap does go all over the place. And that's the only kind of soap that you'll find, you know, or spots that you'll find with the same shower.
Okay, the one thing you have to replace is once every 5 years with filter soil and
filter soil. With a pump, you're looking 10 years. Yeah.
Is there a way to indicate whether or not the filter soil is working?
Well, depending upon flow and things, what you can see with filter sorb, is if you take a glass of water at a sink and turn it on without filter sorb, you're not going to have very many bubbles or air. It's going to be pretty clean water. When you're using filter sorb, depending again upon a lot of circumstances in the water, you're not going to see clear water immediately. You'll see something in it like a spiral circle or some air bubbles or something coming out. And what that is that's the CO2 coming out of the water. I mean, I've seen instances where the water was actually milky. I mean, it actually turned to milk, but it cleared up. And that was all the calcium carbonate coming out of the water. But test-wise, there isn't a test that has been able to be developed yet for the U.S. to be able to test it. And remember, it doesn't reduce hardness. The Spiltosaur is not taking calcium out of it.
Well, really, it will help the
animal. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So, one question, Bobby. So on the pictures, you'll see the difference. And but you say that they'll notice the feel.
If you give a person about a week or 2 weeks after they use it, they're going to be like, this is like, it feels nice. I mean, you know, it's not going to be as hard as it was, but it's not going to be as soft as that softness does. You know, it just isn't going to be that way. What I've got here, you know, is a higher mixture. So, you know, I've dumped it out about four times trying to reduce it. But, I mean, I can spray this if you guys want to. You'll feel it, so it is pretty good dilution. I mean, it's really diluted. If I didn't dilute it, yeah, I mean, this thing would be like really, really soft. It's all relatively.
I drank it all day long.
How much does it cost to rebed?
I don't know.
The rebedding, basically, you're looking at per liter. It's expensive stuff. You're looking at about $100 per liter. And for 10 by 54, you're looking at about 5 liters, $500 to be ready. So it is top-tier technology, but as we go to California, with the laws that are coming down, you might not have a choice in a few months.
I'll take this, and you guys, later, if you want, we can get a view on the way up. They've got a sink down there. I'll spray this on. You'll see it will evaporate just like that. There won't be a spot on that sink. That's what it does. But just like, it's amazing. I mean, you'll have a beam, it'll just all of a sudden just evaporate. You know, you'll have nothing there, but, you know, just a regular clean shot.
If you have nothing there, how come you can't do a test of before and after?
Well, I'm talking, well, there is, well, how do you
it's not
guys,
there.
Right, but you can't test it. I don't know, chemically, you can't test the filter sore for hardness. It's just how this stuff is made. Not only how it's made, you can see that every single batch of Filtosaur that makes goes into a laboratory and is constantly tested against 6 months, 1 year, 1.5, and 2 years. And they consistently test it. It's made the way it's supposed to be made. It's the only glass-coated meteor anywhere in the world. It's used in all over Europe. Russia's a big, 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 big heavy buyer of Filtosaur. What Pelican uses, I don't know. I have no idea. You know, they don't use Filtosaur, but I can tell you.
Well, I mean, they could.
They don't use it. I would know if they use it. But I can tell you they don't use Filtosaur.
You know, that brings up a good point. Everyone's been in the industry for a little while. We've been around magnets, or seen magnets, we've been around these wires that wrap around. And obviously, I think everyone, maybe not everyone, but a lot of people have been stunned by the claims of that. So I think the questions that are probably coming forth are valid, which is, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Now, we put a lot of these out in the field, everyone loves them from our dealers, but I think that's a valid concern. How does this differ from the magnet claims? And, you know, while they're in the house is selling, you know, what's the general pitch? Have you been out with dealers and how they're pitching these systems versus how they're pitching them on the softener? Because with softener, obviously there's the test.
Right.
The stabilizer, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I don't know. I haven't been out here, you know, to see what they sell it as green technology. And, you know, basically it works with scale, that it doesn't soften the water, it doesn't remove calcium. So you're not really taking that hardness out of the water and removing it, so you can't test it for that. And, you know, you seem to do a successful job at it. You sell lots of them.
This is a different rest. This can't just model soft.
Yeah. No, and we've been, you know, we've really and truthfully tried to work on it. Actually, Watts has done a lot of testing, and they were trying to even come up with, you know, like how you'd be able to test that and run extremely slow. I was talking to Mike Trumbull, he's an engineer. Run like very, very, very slow. I can't remember how slow, but actually running extremely slow Filtersorb does actually show a reduction in hardness at the immediate time. But with normal flows, no, it's not going to. You know, if it does, it's not going to be something that's going to, you know, compare anywhere to a water cell.
What causes the needles to need replacement?
It just wears out over a period of time, just like it wears out.
Just wears out.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not, you know, I don't like it. But, I will tell you that as far as the as far as its performance, okay, it'll do what it's supposed to do for that period of time. When you're talking about Pelican, I mean, you know, it's not a sealed product. It'll grow bacteria. It'll definitely grow bacteria. This can't grow bacteria. It's absolutely impossible for any bacteria to grow in Filtersorb. Whatever media they use will blow up. It will expand and lose its ability to be able to perform. What the life of that media might be, I mean, it could be a year, and I doubt if it's 5 years. I doubt that very, very, very much. I mean, everybody that I've talked to all talks about this. These guys at Pelican, and, you know, how they sell a lot of systems, which they probably do. But, you know, I've got from some people that have sold Pelican people systems after they bought a Pelican system that were extremely unhappy because they didn't really last and their performance really wasn't what it was supposed to be. Now I'm talking to a couple of dealers, so, you know, whether they're being honest with me or not, most of them are pretty straight guys. And again, I can tell you they definitely don't use it. Absolutely not. Watch uses it. And they have a system that they make, like their e-system or something like that. You guys, I'm sure you get their magazines and see that. And they've been a very, very heavy, you know, buyer for their systems over probably the last 4 years. For this. They test it consistently, too. Of course, we test it, so...
Two questions. Is there any kind of, is it just time or is it a certain amount of gallons?
No, it just pretty much goes to, well, you give it the maximum life that you know it'll perform under normal circumstances, and it's not going to probably exceed that life. You give it a bottle, which is 3 years because we're very, very comfortable that we know that it'll do that. I mean, will it go 6 years? Maybe, but probably not. Will it go to 5 years under normal performance? Chlorine removal is important also, with not just ours, but I'm sure with other medias. You got to remove that chlorine. You don't want to have copper coming into it. You don't want to have lead going into it. You know, all of those things can have an impact on the media. But under normal conditions, there's some guys out there that have systems beyond 5 years, and people are still happy with them. But whether they're really functioning properly or not, I mean, you know, I had some
kind of need for that function.
So we give it a stop at 5 years because we know it'll effectively go 5 years. Does that mean it's going to go longer? It might. You know, they warranty your tanks for what, 5 years? Most of the tanks that people use in the industry.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, they go for what, 15 or 20 years, most of them. They know they're good for 5 years, so now that's the life.
But is it 5 years based on what? Is it based on a specific flow per day, or is it based on just sitting in contact with water?
It would be under normal performance of a system. You know, whatever system's doing, that it would be like a normal operation. It's not based on it just sitting in the tank. It's not going to dissolve itself just because it's not being used.
So let's say if you're selling it to a home with 8 people in it, and it's a 5,000 square foot home, and they're using more water versus a 25.
Well, you're going to use a bigger system and more filter source.
And then that was
going to pretty much offset it. I'm not saying it's working. Yeah.
So it's 5 years as long as you size it properly.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, but I'm trying to get it. How did it come up with 5 years?
I don't know. I don't know. I can ask
It's a much different criteria how the pump did 5 years and not 10 years in that.
Right.
How do you know when it's gone? Like, so not 5 years.
Well,
how do you know at least?
I guess, let me say this. Let me say this. You know, if you put a carbon filter in, and how do you know when it's gone? You're going to start to taste the bleeding chlorine normally going through your water. Right? So when you put a filter sorb in, you're probably going to see a little bit of scale starting to build as opposed to the very, very loose calcium that would be there. So you're probably compared to same way.
But you know, carbon filters have a gallon rating.
Well, they have a gallon rating, but I mean, based on what? How many parts per million? It gets into the same thing. You know, I don't think anything in the industry can tell you, like an RO. You know, you're supposed to tell the people they should change their filters, what? Maybe 6 months, maybe once a year. It depends on the hardness, depends upon the amount of chlorine, depends upon the amount of things that are in the water. So everything has to play. Same thing with filter sorb. If you've got some iron that's leached into the water, it could reduce the life of the filter sorb. Its performance won't be as good as it was if it didn't have iron. So it's, you know, I don't know where, you know, they come up with a number, but 5 years is better than somebody was around saying 10 years. I certainly question that.
I think it's going to be, and
I'll ask them, but it's going to be based on a lot of parameters, you know, what's in the water, just like carbon or anything else. Where, you know, we make a hydrogen sulfur media too. That's really powerful, powerful media that we do with sulfur. You guys like, how long is that going to last? Well, it depends upon how much sulfur is taken out of the water. It depends upon how many times it's going to be backwashed. I mean, everything has a lot of different things that give you a range of where it could go and couldn't go.
So you're saying with that pump, though, it increases the life, it doubles it up.
Yeah,
so it's going to survive 10 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So they need to have the pump, carbon, filter saw.
If you want to put that filter on, it's good to put it on. I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, they test how
much
they
get.
The reason why the pump was developed was because guys were saying we need something closer to a water site.
The way to pitch it is,
you know, I'm here today to show you the whole house systems that, you know, we made the appointment for. I brought a green technology system, and I bought a standard system that's been around for years. Which would you like me to talk to you about? He's going to immediately tell you, I want to hear about the green technology. So now it's kind of like being your friend, right? So now at least you got some communication going, and you're not trying to push the sale on this guy. So now you tell him about the green technology, how it works, and immediately you tell him what the downfall of it is. You get that right out up front. No, it's not going to give you what this standard system is going to give you, which is a great soft, soft feeling of water. And then depending upon how much you want to, you know, hurt that system, compared to the green system, it's up to you. But if you give him all of the pluses and minuses of both systems, the probability is a greater percent are going to go for the green technology, even though there's going to be price difference. So now you've given this man a choice and not a, well, how do you want to finance this? You know, he's got the ability now to choose. And once you can have a guy choose, it's a little bit easier to make a sale. That would be, to me, the way to sell a system. Because if you just go in with, that's why we say, you know, we're not telling you to take a filter sorb system and don't even try to sell another system. Your objective is to go in and sell something. And your objective is to make the same amount of money on both systems. And as long as you can do that, then you've accomplished what you wanted to do. If this technology sells you 20 systems more a month, then it was good to have this technology available to help you sell solid systems. But if this technology sells you a system where another salesman doesn't have that technology available, and that's what that person wants, is green technology, and he can afford it, then it was good that you had that system available. And as long as the end result is the same dollars, as far as profit's concerned, then I wouldn't let price even bother.
Carbon pre-filtration, will that go before or after the dosing pump?
Want it before because you want to pull the pump. Well, you could effectively put it after the dosing pump. It's not going to do anything to the carbon. The carbon's not going to absorb it.
And then mixing carbon in the same tank as the filter absorb, is that a no-no?
Well, no, you don't do that. Not unless you're using, Watts has separate kind of collapsed on them, and they had a problem with that. I don't know where they are with that now, but no, you want to run a separate tank on.
And what about just using the dosing pump alone? Is that
alone, don't call us if it's that. What ends up is we create good nano crystals, and they are going to do the right job. If you use this thing without it, we can't tell you where it's going to go.
Okay.
We don't want it.
But now carbon is between the dosing pump and the...
before or after. You could use it before if you want to. You could use it after. You just want to blow it up so it doesn't, get into the little spinning wheel in here and clog it up. You want to get rid of the carbon.
Well, my question is the carbon before the filter's going to close.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it wants to cast out chlorine-free water.
You want to have chlorine-free. It'll reduce its light.
Okay.
You don't. It'll reduce its light. And it's protected with a seal, with a glass seal, but it's still going to reduce its light.
What size carbon do you suspect you would put on?
It doesn't matter what carbon that you use. I mean, carbon's part of it. As long as it's taking the chlorine out. I know guys that use 20-inch big blues.
And those go a year? They last a year in between surgeries?
What, a big blue?
Yeah.
What are they? 20,000, 40,000 gallons? You got
some. Depending on if it's a chlorine guzzler. Chlorine guzzlers are about 36,000 gallons.
Yeah, so you get
20 inches, about 22,000 gallons.
Yeah.
Per, if it's one carbonate chlorine.
Should be.
Not always. So normally they'll last a year, the four carbonate. But if you're servicing somewhere up in Vegas, they have two carbonate. So that's like
Vegas is horrible. But I'll tell you, I don't know, have any of you sold any, you did, but has anyone, have you ever tried to sell a no salt system?
Stabilizer.
You'll be, this works. This isn't some fabricated thing that's believe me. This is not a...
It's psychological.
If you ever go to Deepak's warehouse in Germany and go through there, you're going to be like, these guys are not, they don't fool around. They're in there testing, and they put out a product that's really the right product. We've had problems with some of the people that have had units, but it's the long sales. You can't sell it. You got to sell something the right way. You can't sell a guy a 12-cylinder Mercedes and tell the guy he's going to burn regular gas, right? It's not going to work. It's going to have terrible performance. His engine's going to not. You can't sell a guy a water softener with filter sort because it's not going to truly soften that water. But I can tell you myself, personally, if you make the proper presentation with the same profit on both, same identical profit, okay, I'll bet you that you'll end up selling more of these systems than you will water softeners. And remember, 90% of the other guys are going in at home, they're pitching them a water softener. That's it. Forget the residual income. Some of these guys are like, I can get out of Home Depot and buy that.
I mean, so what's getting Home Depot from getting that?
Well, they have,
what if they knocked on your door?
Well, Home Depot to me is nothing great. I mean, have you ever buy anything at Home Depot? I just bought this yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can pour it out and take it back and get my money back.
Sure.
They don't really care because the people at that desk are like, I don't care, what's wrong with it? Well, who do you think pays for that?
Smart.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. I mean, they're good, but I don't think they're the greatest. And personally, have you ever been at Home Depot and seen their water systems that they have in there? He's got one in there. Yeah, you ever seen them? They're sitting in a corner. I mean, who the hell's gonna? Nobody even knows how to. What's the deal with the system?
They put a GE name on half the stuff they sell.
Well, a lot of them they were selling GE because they had an affiliation with.
They sell a lot of GE stuff.
Well, because the guy that was running Home Depot left GE, now they threw him out of Home Depot. So.
Right, but there's no GE water heaters and GE, yeah, all the stuff.
Right. Stuff.
So when you get a kickback from GE, I think we're not Home Depot.
No, so when you go into a home, at least you have something, you know, that maybe the other guy that was there last week doesn't have, that's pitched him a $3,000 water softener. But you're going to be all right, and then it's going to become a price thing. Well, he's $2,800, you're $3,000. Well, okay, I'll be $26. And then there goes the telephone. Oh, well, I'll be $24. Okay, so, you know, you're able to go in there and say, look, here it is. This is green technology, too. That's available. He doesn't have that available. And I don't, you know, in your mind, you're personally like, I don't really care what the guy buys. If he buys a softener, I go to the bank tomorrow the same amount of money. So you can effectively, if this becomes too pricey for the guy and he's like, well, we like green technology, but, you know, that little difference between the two, I mean, you know, the way the economy is, well, listen, there's nothing wrong with that softener. They've been around for years, and I tell you, this is good green technology, but this softener will do what it's supposed to do for you. It's, you know, then you just start pitching your softener, and then you make the sale that you know, that you're happy to make.
But most of that softener sold with an RF, you still
don't need it.
No.
Don't need it. No reason for it. I mean, you can get the extra sale if you want.
No need for an RO?
For what?
For
nothing you
have. CDS.
There's not, well, I mean, you can do it, but it's not going to have, you don't have any salt or anything in the water.
I know, we spent all the other now.
Well, then you can sell them an RO. I mean, that's up to you. I'm just saying it's not a necessary item if you don't want to sell it. As much as you really should sell it when you sell a salt. You know, 3 o'clock in the morning, the guy goes down 2 o'clock for a drink of water. Guess what? Salt water. I've had guys that have sold softeners that their residents of the people complain because they taste salt in their refrigerator. Because it might have pulled some of that water in the middle of the night, maybe the ice cubes melted or something. You know, that's probably how that works. So it's not a necessary thing, but I mean, sure, why not? If you can make the sale, make the sale.
I think what most people use it for, you know, it does take out salt, which, you know, at least for this one, but right. Least for taste.
Right. Well, it's microscopic, you know. I mean, you tell the people, you know, look, you got water coming into your home at 12 gallons a minute, 10 gallons, 15 gallons. I mean, we're going to filter it with the carbon, but if you really want microscopic filtration, then that's where. This is what this does. You can't put it on your home because you use too much water. I mean, you can't afford to be blowing out, you know, 2 gallons of water for every gallon that you make, or 3 gallons, but you can afford to do that.
Your plumbing system can't handle it.
Right. So I'm saying that's why they make them for underneath the sink.
You get green water from the sink. And you can't water much.
Is your pepper away. Isn't the name of this kind of misleading? Filter source. I mean, it's not. There's no filter to it at all.
Right? I didn't create that name, so I don't know.
No, it is a filter.
How is it a filter?
Because of it's changed. Because the heat itself has changed the reaction of the calcium and magnesium that's coming in the water. Therefore, that makes it a filter. Because it's had a reaction to the water going through it. If it didn't do anything, it would be a filter.
Well. That's not my definition of a builder.
I'm sorry. You have to get up with the times.
All right.
It's like you're saying PBS, and I'm saying,
who the hell cares about PBS? Home results all.
There's so much documents on PBS has really no bearing to the health. Clean, healthy water is all you really need.
Yeah, but TDS makes a dramatic difference in the taste of water.
It basically takes everything, minerals, completely out of the water. So you, instead of having mountain spring water, you got black. There is nothing there. That's why all these companies now, in the last year, have added stuff to the water.
You put minerals back here.
Minerals that taste important.
So, I mean, it's just a matter of tendon. It's a matter of
opinion. You obviously do not sell our OCCS.
No, don't get me wrong. I've sold.
This is for everybody.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I've been in sales for quite a long time, way back when. Not selling water systems, but basically, you know, you want to be comfortable with the product, and if you're not comfortable, then you shouldn't sell it. You don't want to be too much, too technical with the homeowner, because then you become a professor and you're never going to sell it. You want to give them what they really want and what you believe to be true. And that's the basics of what they're willing to accept, which would be green technology that does A, B, and C. And then if there's anything further that they want to get into, you know, they're going to ask you, and as long as you're prepared to answer those questions, because you just start to muddy that water and create more and more. I'm not giving a sales lecture, probably, so you guys can outsell me, but I'm just saying that, you know, I've always found when I was in sales, and I was in sales years ago, and I felt really very uncomfortable. I was like a 23-year-old guy selling. I was a broker on Wall Street, and I was selling up against 60-year-old guys to 70-year-old customers. And my first thing is, who the hell's going to buy from a 23-year-old who knows probably nothing? But that 70-year-old man's going to say, you know, here's a kid when I have an older broker. But I was able to go, I was able to be very, very successful in that. And I just sold what I believed, what I sold, and I told it the way that I believed in, and I told it the way that the customer wanted to accept it. And I was made a lot of sales because of that. And it's the same thing in a product. A lot of these people, you know, if you go into a home, well, I guess here's the best thing. 10 years ago, anyone ever do a home show? Okay. Did it be done 10 years ago? Not very many people 10 or 15 years ago came up to your booth and said, how many microns is that filter?
Yeah.
Very few. And the guy that came up and said, how many microns, you might as well forget that guy, because you know what?
Yeah.
He's not going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Today, obviously, everybody comes up and they want to know more than how many microns. Very knowledgeable people. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing in a home. If you can go into a home and present them the basics of a system, and they're very comfortable with it, they're going to buy it. If you go in and try to display a tremendous amount of knowledge that way above and beyond their head, the probability is you're going out of there without a sale. But you need to be prepared to answer those questions, because you just might have that one guy that is going to say, now I'm going to show this guy really how much I know and I want to know what he knows. And that's where you can get in trouble, by starting to make comments that you can't back up. So yeah, you got to know your product, and you got to know how to sell that product, whether it's our system or any other system. And I'm sure you guys all know how to do that effectively. But we are available at any time to give you assistance on our 800 number. Doesn't matter what time, don't worry about nighttime. We keep our 800 number on until 8 o'clock California time. If you make that call and you don't get an answer, probably within 5 minutes, you'll get a personal phone call back. What's up? What's the problem? What can we do? And we'll help you out. And we do that with everyone. So, I think, I don't know, unless you guys have some other questions, I gave you a brochure, but I can tell you truthfully, standing here, I mean, this does work.
Do you have anything on the phone today?
We have our webpage that you can visit, watchwaterproducts.com.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's in there. There's some information on the phone. And if you know, you guys have business cards, if you would like additional information, the only thing I can't give you would be obviously financial information, but I'm happy to give you any other information that could help you guys out in things like that.
We also had a handout that we printed off with the picture of the pump, the price, and also some of the residual income from the liquid, like a little chart.
We have,
we have
a couple of good sheets on filter soil. I don't think I on the webpage, which I would be happy to forward to you guys if you wanted any of them. You have your products. That first 800 number, 787-5300, if you dial that number, that's pretty much going to go right over to me or into my office, and I will always respond to that. But if you visit our webpage, watchwaterproducts.com, you'll see some of the products that we do carry. I have a lot of information on this for you. A lot of information on the filter soil, the dosing liquid. But if you really want to, I mean, think about it. How many guys, who's been in business, like, let's say, for 8 years? Anybody been selling for 8 years? I mean, has anybody got more than 300 water softeners out? 500? Ooh. Well, what's 500 times $120? About $68,000. That's how much income you'd be getting next year off of your liquid if all of those people had a dosing pump.
Yeah, because the softening industry's changed.
Well, you just
said salt wraps after you sold the softener, you made money.
Well, basically, you talked about us being in Home Depot. You guys are all in Home Depot. Yeah, what? Yeah, we get those passes in there. Every time you sell a softener, it's a Home Depot customer for salt. You don't have to be that way. I mean, you can sell a system, and you can sell them the liquid. And you're just like an RO filter, when you sell an RO, I'm assuming you follow it up in a year and tell them, hey guys, it's time to buy your RO. They've got your number. They can call you for the liquid or send them a little notification. Tell them, you know, it might be time for them to go ahead and get another gallon. They're going to buy it. They're not going to complain. They're going to be happy. The husband's going to be thrilled. Because the only thing he's got is that gallon of liquid. And the wife can go over with a little funnel, open this up, pour it, and 4 to 6 to 7 months later, come back and fill it again. And that's all there is. There's nothing more to do.
It's easy.
I mean, it's simple.
Aren't there different kinds of dosing pumps? A non-electric one, I think I saw on the website.
Well, the non-electric one isn't going to produce, really. It's a small pump, and it's used just for a dishwasher more than anything else.
Okay.
And if you're going to do a dishwasher, you might as well do the whole home. I mean, you know, in Europe, they do things just like dishwashers only.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're testing it right now in restaurants to see if it'll work with a commercial dishwasher. The problem that I believe that we would have in a commercial restaurant is most commercial restaurants, the people that work in the kitchen, most of them aren't savvy enough to know that you don't throw greasy pans in the dishwasher. So what they end up doing is throwing all the greasy pans, turn on the dishwasher, and then instead of clean that out, they throw in the next load of dishes, and when you've got this little dosing pump in there, you're dosing over greasy water, which means you're not really doing much. And when you do have a dosing pump, if a person does have scale buildup, they need to clean that off first, use some citric acid, or, you know, it's not going to remove scale that's sitting there in the dishwasher. They ought to kind of clean that off and let it start itself free.
And then I think it's just like tankless water here, so.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's the biggest thing. Nobody yeah. wants to maintain the water.
Tankless water. The problem with the tankless water heater is, I don't know, warranty-wise, a lot of them, if they will accept this as opposed to the salt
right,
systems.
They'll elevate on the softest,
yeah.
hardest of the water.
Yeah. But I can tell you, this will work on a tankless water heater.
No
absolutely. Yeah.
Tankless water.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a no-main. It's you know, if the guy can afford the extra $300, I mean, for a green technology, you know, think about it. When you're buying a filter sort system, I mean, what type of mechanical heads do you guys use for your water softeners? I mean, you don't get them free, right? You have to pay for them. All right, so you're not buying that? It's got to help a little bit. There's no backwashing. Don't have to find a place to put it out in your yard. Dig a French drain. Probably pretty, I don't know, do they outlaw it going in the sewer system here yet or not?
I think they're working there to be working at.
Probably coming up next.
They're working at.
No, I mean, you know, you have the ability to be ahead of what's going to happen. And there isn't a cost to you. I mean, you have a system. You sell it or you don't sell it. If you don't sell it, then you sell the salt system. You know, you go into the person's home and the first thing... You know, when the guy says, well, they're going to ban water softeners, what am I going to do? I mean, there you go. I mean, there's real simple. I brought two systems. One they're going to ban and one they're not going to ban. Here's the difference in price. I'll take it and forget about it. That's an easy sale.
Mike, when you build these, are they going to be like the same size, the actual height as you've been there before? If somebody decided they wanted green, you just didn't change that?
They are. They can be a 9x48 or a 10x54, even a 12x.
The exact height where this little line up
is going to probably. Yeah, we put a flat pipe just in and out on the top, so you turn them out, and so you can put a bypass on there as well. But I think the bypass is.
That comes with the bypass. Don't they come with bypasses?
I believe they come with
bypasses.
Separate, yes. Yeah. I mean, they do sell it. They, I don't know what the deal it is.
It's very close. Yeah. Let's look into that then. We'll get back to that. That's a good point.
So guys, you get shape the bottom.
But you know what you might do is, you know, just check out like one of your next customers, and, you know, I don't know, maybe if you can't get that sale, maybe, you know, ask and say, you know, you are going to have available some green technology next week. That's after he refuses to buy the pumping system from you. And if he would like, you'd like to come back and talk to him about it. And then at least you can make a second presentation and just see, you know, what ends up happening. But I'll tell you that. I know the economy is not the greatest in the world, but people are still buying systems. I mean, you guys still sell them, they wouldn't be here. And I don't know, you've got a reasonable percent of people that are intelligent enough, and that really, the younger the person, the more green technology they want. I found that out. You know, younger people want green technology. Those are the recyclable people. Older people, they don't, you know, recycle. What is that all about?
Well, they're not even computers and stuff for the youth.
It's like me. I can't, you know, a guy wanted to text me something. I'm like, I don't know how to text on my phone. I have no idea how to do it. Computers, it's like Bobby. I'm like, I don't even know. I mean, I don't even know. Embarrassing. I don't know how to really run a computer. I don't. I mean, I have... got the guys in my office, a couple of girls, and I'm like, I keep look, by the time you do that, I call this guy on the phone. He might not be there, but get my number, he'll call me back. But anyhow, young people, they're into green technology. Easy sale. You mentioned green technology, and that they're going to be right up front. Yeah, tell me all about it, because that's what we need to do. You know, we need to get doing that. No more oil wells in the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, can you believe that? Can you believe? Now, who do you blame? I don't blame BP. I blame the government. How could they let anybody put oil wells all over the ocean and never ask them, if we ever have a big problem, how are you going to clean it up? You know, they got like how many oil wells? That's going to be a real disaster. It isn't a bad disaster today, but probably within 90 days, it's going to be a real problem. I own a hotel also on the beach in Florida, and we're right on the Gulf of Mexico down by St. Pete. And we're down here, and the oil is in Venice. I don't know if you're familiar with Venice, but Venice is one of the best fishing grounds in the Gulf of Mexico, loaded with tuna, loaded with marlin, loaded with everything. And this damn well is right there, so it's... New Orleans, you know, that's the end of the little lobsters they have up the aircraft. You won't have that. Oysters, you won't have any of those. I mean, it's ruined that whole thing. And now it's coming down the Gulf Stream, which if it does, it might bypass us, but we'll still get some of it on our beach. And when it gets, remember, you've got hurricane season. And once that hurricane season starts, what ends up, you know, they burn the surface oil, but all that oil that's down in the ground, that turns into brown oil balls. About, you know, pretty big size oil balls. Yeah, they become a clump, like twice the size of this. And it's all sand and it's all oil inside. And what will end up happening is that's going to get on the beach. And when you, because we had this experience once already, I had it at my hotel. When the guy walks on it, it's just like a balloon pops, and then your foot's all full of oil. The only way to get it off is to use some gasoline or something. So you walk up to your hotel, right? You walk in the lobby or in the hallway, the carpeting, and, you know, there you go. So it's a bad problem. Bad, bad problem. I don't know what they're going to do, but I blame the government more than you know, those guys are used to making money. They sold the government a bill of goods. They told them they knew what they were doing and how they could resolve it. And I guess the government's all believed it. What are we going to do? Well, let's see. We'll build this cap. Maybe this will work. Hello? We're going to build a cap. Maybe it'll
work. The oil's so bad.
It's like really going to be bad. I mean, you know, you guys haven't, do you have any rigs out here? You don't have any rigs out here.
Yeah, we have some.
Wait till one of those things break. It just seems the same thing. They haven't broke for 30 years.
I know. You have one experience, so you're going to shut them all down?
Pretty much, I'd close them all down if it was me. I'd just say we got to pay. Well, you got
they
air.
10 gallon gas?
No, you won't. Why don't you create? Why don't we just do other energy? There's other ways to create energy. 10 gallons
it's,
a gallon.
It's like this compares to a water softener. Yeah. A water softener works. This one is iffy.
I don't know if it's iffy. This one's been around. It works. It works.
Everybody's guessing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do a lot more at a time. I see so many different types of devices people try to solve.
Well, I can tell you this.
Whatever change the properties of the water so it doesn't kill
people. I can tell you this. The one thing I will say, and I don't say this, I don't mean this in any way to Mike at all, but Watch, who are very big in the industry, you know, they do have a really big testing on our product. And they have gone above and beyond testing of ours. And we do test it in Germany, and we don't deliver something that's not going to work.
Well, the nice thing about Watts, too, is they didn't kind of begin anything.
They spent a lot of money. Watts has spent like almost $300,000 fooling around with this stuff.
They've been on it for about a year and a half now. We've had really good results, too.
Yeah.
You know, as you know, we've sold, you know, in the years past, we've sold magnets that didn't really work. We've sold anti-scaling stuff, but we didn't work. This stuff works.
There's a lot of systems. There's a lot of systems.
So we just keep our water inside, and we pick up one at the door outside and carry it out.
Hey, there you go. Gets the cost.
There's a lot of systems that have been out there for quite a long time. I mean, I can tell you. We bring in a lot of filter sorb in this country, and we do sell a lot of it, and we sell an extremely large amount in Europe. I mean, Starbucks in Germany, I think it's in Germany, is using it in a lot of their systems to keep the holes clogged. You know, those they got those little machines here that, you know, they want. There's some guys up in Canada that I think are selling the Starbucks people up in Canada. They have a lot of it up in Canada. It's just got to be sold the right way. I mean, it's all. If it's sold the wrong way, you're going to have an issue with it. If it's sold the right way, you'll have no problems with it. None at all.
If you guys want to see this,
I'll be happy to go downstairs and just spray that faucet down there. It'll just evaporate like that. I mean, it's amazing what it does do. It is. And it'll do the same
and that's, thing. That's the stuff that's in the pump?
Yeah. This is, but this is not diluted to the, but it so this gives you a little bit better feeling. But it'll perform the same thing on a faucet, on a stainless steel, or anything like that. Yeah, because it's constantly pumping, but in a very, 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 very small way. Like I said, I have an 800 number, the first one on there, the 800. If you call that any time, they'll, that's my personal 800 number. It's answered by me, or it's answered by someone else, or it could be a recording. But I will always call you back myself personally if you have any questions. If you got a question on something that we could help you. I encourage you, if you would like, visit our webpage. We do have some nice information, and we constantly do update that information. And we do have some nice things that we're going to be bringing into the country. That we have some guys that are using they're not using this, but they're using the filter sword. Actually, they're pulling out a lot of the magnets that they were sold to, like, retirement community homes. I don't know where they, but we have two guys up in St. Louis, I think, that have pulled out like about 20 of those systems where they sold them, where they used to have salt systems, and they replaced them with big filter sorb systems, and they seem to be very happy with that. It's quite a large tank, though, but still. Guys, if you have, like I said, keep my 800 number. My name's Bobby.